Welcome to episode 451 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay, Donna, and George. And we are also excited to welcome back to the show another Outlander agent, Nitra. Yay! Hi, Nitra. Recently, Nitra and her family were celebrating a birthday and a graduation and another birthday at Iberostar Selection Rose Hall Suites in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So, yay, I'm so glad we get to talk about another Iberostar, because I was just at the one in Cancun, and I want to hear about Jamaica.
And you know Jamaica is one of my favorite islands in the Caribbean, so.
Oh my gosh, we loved it.
Nice. So this is Montego Bay, so really close to the airport, right?
Yes, it was probably like 10, 15 minutes with traffic
to get there. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. So what's it like whenever you pull up? So this is a complex that has three different levels of resort, and you were kind of in the middle, right?
Correct. Yep. So they do have a security gate. So the driver had to stop at security and deal with all of that. And then he brought us in. And as we come in to the grounds, which are green and luscious, of course, you pass by the Grand, which is the top tier, and the adult only. And then they bring us right on over to the Selection Suites, which is the one right in the middle before you get down to beach. You're greeted by the concierge outside, the bellman. They come and get your luggage, and they store everything outside until your room is ready. But everyone, just from the minute you pull up, is just so warm and welcoming and just friendly and all smiles.
So what's the Selection hotel like? Is it like one big building? Is it kind of spread out? What's it?
So it's three buildings, but they're all connected. So you can actually move about, right? The main building had your restaurant, or, you know, your buffet, most of your restaurants, the concierge, it had the theater, the sports bar, and things of that sort. And then the other two buildings on the side are where all of your rooms typically were. And so you could either walk outside and get to your room a different way, or you could just walk through the building and take the elevators to get to your room.
And part of the perk of staying at Selection is you get access to, you can do the restaurants as many times as you want, right? I mean, there's no limit.
Correct. Yep. But we did make reservations at the specialty restaurants, and I did do that in advance. So I emailed the concierge like the week before we got there, after my daughter had downloaded the app and decided which restaurants she wanted to go to. And they're not open every night. So we kind of looked at the menus to see what was offered and what nights they were open. And then we kind of just made the reservations based on that. But we also have access, staying at Selection, have access to the restaurants at Beach. We didn't partake in any of those restaurants. We did go over there. They do have an ice cream parlor and partake nice. In some of their ice cream.
That's cool. Yeah, I guess the thing to know is if you stay at Beach, you don't have access to any other section. So
that is correct. Yep.
You're over there. And they do they only have the buffet? Is that right?
No, they do have restaurants as well. They have a couple of restaurants.
But they limit, like, based on the number of nights you're staying.
Correct.
Which you can stay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you guys had a junior superior suite. What was that like? How many people did you have with you?
So there were six total, two rooms. So there was four in my room. And then an aunt and uncle were in the room right next door to us. So there was two double beds, plus a pull-out couch. So between the four of us in our room, we kind of spread out between those, and then their room had a king-size bed.
That's a good amount of room, though. I mean, that seems
pretty... Oh, it absolutely was. I didn't feel like we were cramped or on top of each other or anything like that. And when we got there, they had already pulled the pull-out couch out. So they had made that as a bed because they knew that we needed it. Nice. And so we just kind of left it like that for the 4 days that we were there. And they came in, housekeeping came in every day, made up the beds, cleaned up the room, and all of those things. Restocked the refrigerator.
Nice. So what was the beach like?
The beach was beautiful. We had a lot of wind the entire time we were there. It was some seaweed, not too bad. My youngest, who's 12, didn't like the feel of it as much, so we spent the majority of our time in the infinity pool. But we did go and play at the beach a little bit. They have a swing, one of those big swings that you can kind of take a picture with, that says Iberostar on it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So we did go over there and swing on that a little bit, and played in the ocean, but she did not. She spent most of her time there. And then one morning, my daughter, my oldest daughter, whose graduation trip it was, she did go out and paddleboard a little bit, but it was getting windy, and so she couldn't keep her balance, so she came back in.
I've only done that one time, and I ended up in the water. I don't know how people do that. You see people, like, doing yoga, or they've got their dogs on it with them, and I'm like, right. I don't know how they do that.
She's paddleboarded before, so it's not like, you know, she didn't know how to do it. It's just, it was just getting to be windy. But it wasn't a bad windy, like you were, you know, covering your face because of sand. It just was, you know, it was a steady wind that was going on most of the time.
I am more of a pool person anyway, but I do like the Caribbean water. You know.
You and me both.
It was so warm. It was beautiful. It was awesome.
It's like perfect. It's like bath water.
That's exactly what my daughter said. She's like, it feels like a bath.
It's like a nice bath temperature. I did paddleboarding for the very first time recently, and I was surprised I did not fall off. I was expecting
really.
Yeah.
That's impressive, because I ended up in the drink.
Somewhere underneath all of this, all the excess layers, I did, you know, I do have some of my muscle memory from roller skating, so.
Oh, yeah.
Got a solid core. But, man, my legs were hurting. It got to the point where I was like, can I just get off now? Can I?
Like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Nice.
So how was the food?
We thoroughly enjoyed it, except for one place. So we ate at the buffet every day, right, for breakfast and for lunch, except for when we were out on an excursion. But we, you know, we did dinner the first night at the buffet, which was great. They have a huge variety. So if there's something you don't like, there's something you can find and eat, right? Mm-hmm. And they had, like, for lunch, they make sandwiches. Even for breakfast, they make, like, breakfast sandwiches. So you can kind of tailor things that you want if there isn't something that you can find. And we always definitely found something on the dessert bar to find there. Nice. I will say that I loved my food at the Caribbean Steakhouse. Everybody at the table who ordered their food not necessarily did not, right? I had Red Snapper for the very first time, and it was the best I can't say ever had, because that was the first time I've ever had it, right? But it was really good. So that was the one place I think everybody was kind of iffy about. But
so you had,
I enjoyed it.
You had fish at the steakhouse, and you were really happy with it?
No, at the seafood place.
Sorry, okay. Maybe I heard you wrong. Okay.
So yeah, it was at the seafood. That was the first night that we had specialty. And then the next night we did the steakhouse, which that was really good. We did have one minor incident where the waiter did not recognize my daughter's nut allergy and didn't communicate it to the wait staff. So we definitely had to take that situation seriously, but they definitely rectified that situation, I think, very well, I will say that. And then the next night we had Italian, and it was really good food.
Awesome. Yeah. When I was at the one in Cancun, the steakhouse was the one that impressed me the least, but I think the problem for me was that the menu didn't list the steaks in ways that I was familiar with. So like, I didn't know what the cut was going to be, I think that's the problem. You know, like the person who got the big steak, that
will translate.
Well, it wasn't even like that. It wasn't like just because it was in, you know, Spanish or whatever, but it was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was just like, we didn't know what they were talking about with the cuts of meat. They just called them something different than we thought. It was going to be like a filet, but it was not a filet. It was like much thinner than a filet.
So yeah, they definitely didn't have a filet on our menu either. But we definitely understood what everything was. So there was no issue with understanding. And then of course we were asking questions about different things on the menu. So
that's cool. What about the drinks? Did you have any really good drinks?
So I'm not a huge drinker, but I did partake. I did have quite a few daiquiris. I had a couple of mojitos, a few margaritas. So, you know, it's really good.
One thing I noticed when I noticed what they made, like, all the drinks in front of you. It wasn't like when you go to like a Mexican restaurant or something and you get a margarita and it tastes like it came out of a bucket in the back, you know, where they like pre-mixed all this stuff.
Ew.
Well, you know what I mean. I just had one like that.
Yeah, so they do have the mixes, right? And I guess because especially at the pool bar, they definitely go and use the mixes, because my daughters order virgin daiquiris consistently and they would just really go right around the corner, grab it, and then bring it right out to them. So at that point, you know that those were pre-mixes. If you're at any of the other bars, you can tell that they are made differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these were like the on the rocks ones, not frozen. Okay. So that would be, yeah. Yeah, it was good though. Did they have, yeah. And I'm sure they had like a swim up bar at the pool. Did you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the best.
It really is.
And what about did they have like a theater?
Really good. Yeah, they did have a theater. We went one night and they had their version of Minute to Win It. And my husband actually went and participated. So there was two teams and their team actually won. It was pretty hilarious.
Oh, that's good. So it's like game show type entertainment.
Yeah.
Not like, yeah.
I know one night they had a magic show. You know, we just kind of did different things or just walked around and, you know, just to see what everybody was doing. I did not make it to the nightclub. I do tend to go to bed or lay down or go in the room fairly early. But I don't think like the resort was at capacity. I don't even know if it was even at 50% capacity that particular week. I never felt like we were in long lines or crowded or anything like that. So, you know, with our, if we were sitting outside, you never really saw people at night walking around much. Or even when you were out in the building walking around, I never felt like it was an overabundance of people that were in our way. I think it was full was when they had karaoke. And that was, of course, hilarious.
What about like at the pool, getting pool chairs and stuff?
No problem whatsoever. Like it wasn't like a bunch of towels holding chairs or anything mm-hmm. like that. We did do water aerobics a couple of days. Nice. They did that scheduled. They would have somebody from the gym come. So, I mean, it was just a lot of different things going on, and we had a lot of fun.
I always ask when we're like touring resorts like this to see what, because I always feel like it doesn't seem crowded, and usually they're at pretty high capacity. I just think they do a good job of spreading people around, you know, or.
I mean, unless everybody was on excursions every day, all day, I promise you. Maybe they were. I don't know. It just did not feel like it ever. Yeah. I mean, the only time I think we really stood in line is when we wanted like omelets for breakfast. But like for dinner or even at lunch when it was like a specialty or something. But it wasn't like you were waiting for a really long time. You never had to wait for a table or anything.
To be fair, the omelet station in my house always has a line too.
You know, one thing I think we forget about when it comes to all-inclusive is that's the beach. A lot of them have fairly large beaches, and those just eat people up. So yeah. You could have a few hundred people at the beach and wouldn't feel crowded there or at the pool. So unlike cruise ships, there's nowhere else to go but that. You want sun, it's that one deck.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it never felt like we had to go searching for a chair, even when we were at the beach. And they have their version of a food truck on the beach as well. So you can go over and get like a burger or what was the other thing? I mean, jerk chicken. I mean, they had drinks and fruit and salad. So food was everywhere all the time. Between food and drinks, I was just amazed.
Was it good, authentic, good local jerk chicken?
Yes. It was super spicy, if that's what you call authentic. But yeah, it was really good.
I love a good jerk chicken shack in Jamaica. Yep. It's like one of my favorite things. So wow, did your girls, did either of them, I guess your older daughter was probably too old to do like a teen club or something, but did your younger daughter do the kids club at all?
She did not. She had no desire to go over, even to visit it. There were quite a few kids her age in the pool, so she kind of hung out with them a little bit. We just played in the pool. But yeah, we walked past it when we were going to the seafood restaurant, so we knew where it was, but she had no desire to really go over and hang out there.
Did you guys bring anything extra, little floaties or cups or anything. George is like so good about knowing what to take.
Yeah, so we did take our own cups with straws. So that made it easier for like when we were drinking water, because they are on this whole sustainability thing, which is awesome. So they don't have like reusable water bottles. They actually have glass bottles that they use even when they're refilling your cups throughout the day, like at your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And they actually have two sitting in your room, and then they have water fountains throughout the hallways where you can just go and refill them, and it's cold water. So, but we had our own cups with straws, so we would just go and fill those up and have them ourselves.
I love that. I don't think I'll ever travel without mine, but now I fight between, if it's an all-inclusive, I want to take my Tervis because it's better for the frozen drinks, and it still has the little slidey thing to seal. But then if I'm somewhere else, I want the double insulated metal canister for water.
Oh yeah,
like the Hydro Flask.
Hydro Flask, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm like, now I got to take both of them. This is George is traveling with a suitcase full of toys, and I've got a suitcase full of
water bottles.
I'm going to end up buying them. It's a guaranteed $50-$60 purchase every time. Yeah. I just bought another one the last sandals I was at because I left mine at home.
I didn't use one, but I definitely saw people using them, and I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. But like Nitra was saying, they don't have any single-use plastic. So if you got a drink in the pool bar, it was a plastic cup that was like going to be washed and used again. It wasn't like a throwaway cup. So made you feel a little better about it. But then you don't have straws. So
yeah, and then you're getting pool water in your drink.
Drink it fast enough, you don't.
Not if you're right. Or if you go to the infinity edge, because then there's a ledge there and you can put it there.
Put it on there.
Yeah. Just have to worry about like rain or something. Yeah.
Yep.
That actually makes me think, is there an adult pool where you don't have kids splashing and everything?
So because this is a family resort, no. But at the adult only, of course, there is, yes.
Wait, so there were kids in the pool bar?
Yeah.
Party foul.
getting their own virgin daiquiris, too.
Correct, yeah. My 12-year-old would swim right on over there, get her drinking. Come on back.
I saw many a kid doing that. Yep.
Yeah.
My kids would have loved that, too.
Lindsay can cross that one off her list.
Just make sure you go to the Grand, Lindsay.
I'm a little bit of a pool bar snob.
A little bit?
Look, we all like certain things. And
We know this about ourselves.
Just stick to the adult only. Don't go with kids because they'll be at the pool bar.
And if you stay at the Grand and you have friends staying at Selection, you can go see them.
You can go over and visit them.
Then you can go back to the Grand.
And leave them there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So tell us about the excursion you did. That looks kind of cool.
Yeah. So we didn't have anything planned before we got there. We kind of just wanted to go with the flow and see how everything was going to pan out. So we stopped by the Amstar desk and went through their book to look at the different excursions. And we decided on the Chuka Caribbean Adventures at Sandy Bay. And we decided to do ATV, which was everybody's first time, as well as the bamboo rafting, which was, again, everybody's first time. So we had a blast.
The bamboo did they give you the leg massage?
The limestone massage? Yes, ma'am.
Oh my.
I still have limestone that I bought off the guy when I did that. Let me tell you, if you have like bug bites or something, put that limestone on. It takes the itch right out. It's like crazy good.
Yeah, we didn't get any limestone from them, but yeah. So the ATV was fun. They have a lot of different activities at the particular location at Sandy Bay, but in order to do the bamboo rafting, you have to go to a different location. So you catch the bus at the resort in the morning, they come and pick you up. It was probably like a 30 to 45 minute drive because of traffic to get there. But then once you're there, you get checked in, and then they call your number whenever it's time for your group to go up. And of course they go through all the precautions and how to drive the ATV. Because my youngest is not old enough to ride one on her own. Her and her dad did the dune buggy. So they did the buggies while the rest of us did the ATVs, and it was a whole big group of people. And we got pretty muddy, and it was really fun. So going bamboo rafting afterwards was perfect, right? But it did include lunch. So you came back and they have a pool. So the girls rinsed off really good and played in the pool for a little bit. We did go down to the beach for a little bit, grabbed our lunch, and then got on the bus and then headed over to where the bamboo rafting was. And then they offer, your package comes with either a bottle of champagne or coconut. You could just drink a coconut. The coconut water from the coconut, but my daughter's allergic to coconuts as well, so she had a soda. So her and her sister were on one, me and my husband were on one, and then my aunt and uncle were on the other one.
Nice. That sounds fun. Yeah,
it really was. And that probably lasted close to an hour by the time they finished the massages and then, you know, got everything off and, you know, riding up and down, taking pictures and things of that sort. And then, of course, the bus is waiting for you. And then you get back on the bus and then you head on back to the resort. And I couldn't even tell you how long that one took because they do at that point, the pickup was only for our resort. The drop off was for multiple resorts, right? So they had to stop at all the different resorts. So we fell asleep, or at least I fell asleep on the way going back. So I don't know how long it took us. It was a nice air conditioned bus. That's all I know.
So not too bad. Is there anything else about the resort that you want to add that we forgot to ask about?
So one of the activities that is on site is that they offer scuba diving lessons. And so my oldest did do that. They do it in the pool to kind of let you test it out. So she really enjoyed that. So I thought that was pretty cool that it's included. We didn't have to pay anything extra. But if she did want to go on a full scuba dive right out in the ocean, of course, that would be extra. And actually, the scuba diving location or for you to go and sign up is actually at the beach resort. So that was part of the reason why we went over there as well, so she could find out how much it cost. She ended up not doing it for various reasons, but that was also another reason. Weddings are a huge part of our Iberostar. We did get to see a couple of weddings while we were there, and they were beautifully done. They were taking photographs around the property, so that was really cool. The one thing I will say about the resort itself is that as beautiful as it is, it could use some renovations on the inside. You could tell that the insides were, like your room was a little bit older, but not old enough that it bothered me. It was like, I can't believe I paid this type of money or whatever. It was still really nice and really clean. You could just tell that it just needs some updating. So as long as you know that going in, you still will have a great time.
I wonder when they're scheduled for a refurb, because I know the one in Cancun, they were in the middle of doing that.
Oh, okay.
So, like, my room had been refurbed, but they had, like, a whole wing that they were doing. So.
Yeah, I didn't, I guess I could have asked, right? But I didn't think to ask that.
We can find out before, if we're going to send anybody, we can find out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds awesome. Anybody else have any questions for Nitra? No? We're good. All right, cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you to Nitra for spending time with us this week. Yay.
You're welcome.
We love hearing about it. On behalf of Donna, George, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.